Oh my God, I don't think I've ever bought so many dresses in my life. And actually pay for them this time. With real money. Actually, I guess you are the one that bought them, huh, Brucey? I hope I didn't hurt your bank account too much back there. But then again, come on. You're Bruce Wayne. You probably get paid for breathing. You really know how to spoil a girl, you know that? Must be part of the Wayne charm everybody's talking about. But seriously, I wanna say thanks for the clothes, the fancy dinner. It's been a long time since I was able to have fun like this. Oh, and thank your butler for driving us around the limo all night. Having your own personal British guy must be so cool. Anyway, I could tell you weren't exactly thrilled that I was the one who won the date with you. Especially after Mr. J held you and your board hostage. When was it? A few years back? Oh, it was a few months. Whoops. Well, the point still stands. I know. I know it might not mean much, but I'm sorry. Especially for bonking you on the head with a hammer. Hopefully that healed up just fine. Though I'm sure you've got some top-notch medical care with that money, right? Your lucky Batman showed up to save you. Betsy always shows up to save you, doesn't he? But don't worry, Brucie. I'm a changed woman. I'm never going back to that pale-faced creep ever again. I'm hanging out with Gotham's biggest stud muffin, Bruce Wayne. And you know where that clown is? Rotting in a cell. And you know what? I don't care. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be rambling about my ex so much now, should I? Sorry, Brucie. There's just something about you that's comforting. Like I can just spill out all my secrets to you. But what about you? Are you enjoying yourself? I think you are. How about a little joke, Brucie? All right, I think you'll love this one. So a couple of weeks ago, I met this guy, the richest fisherman in the world. And I asked him, "Hey, what's your net worth?" And he says, "This one cost me about $10." You get it? 'Cause I see that smile on your face, Brucie. I figured you could appreciate some rich people humor. I bet none of the other girlfriends were funny like this, right? Okay, I know. I'm not technically your girlfriend, but we looked pretty romantic on the date tonight, didn't we? Say, Brucie, you don't mind if I plant a kiss on you, do you? Just one. You've earned it. Oh, goody. Lean forward and pucker up, rich boy. That tasted good. though I smeared a little bit of lipstick on your face. Wait, nobody's gonna believe I kissed Bruce Wayne if I don't get photographic evidence. Let me just get my phone and kiss you again. I'll just set the timer and go. Now that was a kiss. Hey, we're really close now, huh, Brucey? Feels nice. Joker was never into the whole romance thing. Well, he wasn't into much of anything that didn't involve Batman. Say, Brucey, do you think people can change? I know it's a sudden question, but sometimes I'm worried I can never move past the things I did while I was with them. You do? Oh, that feels so good to hear. You know, Brucey, you're not at all what people say. Sure, you're mega rich, but you care about people too. More so than a lot of the idiots in Gotham. I've seen your donations to Arkham. You seem to want to actually help. You're a real interesting case study. If I was still in college, I could write a whole paper on you. But the trauma you suffered as a child, how you hide your true feelings by pretending to be a dim-witted playboy. If you let me do some more digging on your brain, I'm sure I'll find something really interesting. Although, I'm noticing something bulging in your pants that's interesting me right now. Is that a stack of cash in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Okay, sorry. A last rich people joke of the night, I promise. You trust me, right, Brucey? Okay. I'm sure you don't completely, but enough to show me what you got hiding there? I promise. I'll be gentle. Can I see it? Oh, thank you, Brucey. Oh, look what we got here. Bruce Wayne's little Wayne. Oh, though you're definitely not little at all, aren't you? Ah, this really is a $1 billion cock. It's the perfect size to fit in my hand. And hopefully some other places. You really have made it, you know that? You got a big cock and all that money. Like, sheesh. Say some for the rest of us. But I guess the cock part worked out for me well, didn't it? It was so nice of you to give little old Harley something to play with. Hey, your butler can't hear us back there, can he? Oh, good. You know what that means, Brucey? It means I can put this thing in my mouth and give it all the sucking it deserves. Oh, one thing. Feel free to mess around with my pigtails if you want. You know, hold me down. Pull me, Whatever. Now, here we go. God, I love this cock, Brucey. Did my mouth feel good? I bet all of the girls would be dying to be in my place right now, huh? But you can't fool me, Brucey. For as many girls as you have crawling all over you, you've never tied the knot, never settled down. That big mansion must be pretty lonely. But still, there's never been a Mrs. Bruce Wayne, has there? This is a good time to remind you, I am single. So if you're looking for someone to put a ring on, you know a gal. But seriously, a guy like you doesn't deserve to be alone. You need less board meetings and more blowjobs. Less fundraisers and more fucking. Doctor's orders. Do you need more convincing, or should I show you more what I have to offer? You're a tough sell. Why don't you help me out of this dress, Brucey? Just unzip the back. You know how zippers work, don't you, rich boy? That's better. I know my bra and panties should match, but you get what you get. And besides, it's what's underneath that counts. Which is true of people, too. I mean, take a guy like Killer Croc. Real ugly on the outside, but big softy on the inside. Sorry, I get real talkative when I'm horny. It's just pretty much all the time. Goodbye, brah. You can keep it if you want. And goodbye, panties. What do you think, Brucey? Do I have a body or what? Go ahead. You can play with my titties if you want to. Aww. That's right. Take him into your hand. Hey, Brucey. I'm sure you've dined on some exquisite cuisine before, but maybe you'd be interested in giving my little pussy a taste, huh? Looks nice and tasty, doesn't it? Then won't you mind if I sit on your face? Do you? Good answer, Brucey. Oh, fuck. That's right. Lick me. Oh, use that song. Oh, just keep going. And I can keep sucking you off. Keep up like this, Brucey. And you're going to make me come for sure. I'll try not to mess up that nice suit. But, oh, fuck. You don't care, do you? I guess a rich boy isn't afraid to get his hands dirty from time to time. Oh my God, Bruce. You might even be more into this than me. Oh, I'm serious. I can't think I'm about to... To tire me out? Come on, this date night isn't over until Brucey puts his big cock in Holly's tight little pussy. You got a condom somewhere in that suit of yours? No? Good. We don't need it. Getting the whole Holly experience. Hey, you know what a gun and a condom have in common? You should never use either of them. I'm about to give you the best fuck of your life, Brucey. So strap in, Mr. Wayne. This is about to be a bumpy ride. Oh! Ooh! Now that's what I'm talking about. I knew your cock would feel good, but this might be exceeding my expectations. Oh, they say you shouldn't fuck a guy on the first date. But when it's Bruce Wayne, there's gotta be an exception, right? That's it, Brucey. Thrust into me. Fuck me good and hard. God, you feel so good inside me. I can feel you getting harder and harder. This my footsie feels so good. I told you I'd show you a good time tonight, Brucey. But you never expected I meant this though, huh? God, it's like you're trying to make me come again. And you haven't even come once. But don't worry, you will. You're going to have the best orgasm of your life. And you're going to shoot it all up inside me. So keep thrusting, Brucey. Come on. Come inside me. Give it to me. I want to tell everyone Bruce Wayne came inside me. Fuck your... I'm coming. Okay, now you're just showing off. I don't even feel bad about coming all over your cock now. No matter what it takes, you're coming inside me. Even if... oh my God, that's right. Get on top of me, Brucey. Make love to me. You're close, aren't you? I can see it in those beautiful eyes. So come on, do it. Empty yourself inside me, yes? Keep going. In and out. pussy. That's a lot of cum. That orgasm was definitely worth the wait, though. I love the way your cum feels inside me. Oh, don't worry, I'm on a pill. I'm not that reckless. So yeah, you don't have to worry about having a new Robin in 9 months. Oh, why the shocked look? Brucey, sweetie, you have a bad poker face. You're not hiding anything. Just look at you now. You're barely focusing on me. Ah, you're staring at that big signal in the sky. Hey, I'm a therapist, remember? I've been probing that brain of yours all night and I finally put two and two together. Your secrecy, your desire to help people. Bruce Wayne and Batman are one and the same. It explains why you seem like such a loner. Oh, relax. Your secret's safe with me, Betsy. I told you I'm a changed woman. I'm not gonna tell Joker or nothing. Nor anybody else, I promise. Especially after that amazing fuck you just gave me. You must be wanting to bang me like that for a while, huh? I mean, if you wanted my pussy so badly, you could have just asked. God, I can't believe I just had sex with Bruce Wayne and Batman at the same night. I think that something deserves bragging about. So, what do you say, Bats? You need a new partner in crime? We make a good pair. You can teach me how to slide down the other bad pole. Yeah, I knew you'd say that. No room in the Bat family for Harley, is there? To be honest, I prefer to think of you as just Bruce. If that's okay. I should thank you, though. You certainly made this night memorable. I'd give it at least 8 out of 10. Are we close to my apartment? I'm seriously licking cum over here. Sorry about that. What? You're not going to make me walk back naked, are you? Oh my God! Did you just make a joke, Brucey? Seems like I'm rubbing off of you. More than you thought, huh? But seriously, can I have my clothes back? Thank you, Brucey. You're such a gentleman.